You're listening to some of my best and most knobbly bits from today's show. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2. Now, think of apps like Tinder and Grindr, and perhaps you might think more of writhing couples rather than rhyming couplets, but Grindr has just announced the appointment of a writer in residence. His name is Max Wallace. Good afternoon, Max.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking to us today. So how does it work, Max?
So basically, Grindr got in touch with me sometime at the end of last year and asked me to do some poetry for this new platform they're forming. And because most of my poetry is about men kissing men and sex and intimacy and sort of frivolity, it seemed like quite a good match.
Right.
And I was excited. I was very excited. I mean, of course I was. I've always been interested in getting poetry into new places. I grew up in Manchester or around Manchester, and Leicester used to have poetry sort of emblazoned on all the walls there. And it's always been a big inspiration to sort of put poetry in places where you wouldn't normally expect it to be.
Now, writer in residence, when one has a writer in residence, there's usually a residence. Grindr isn't a residence, so how do you kind of interact with what happens on Grindr?
So what I'm doing is I'm writing poems about the experience of the gay world. It's not specifically about, say, messaging on the app or anything like that. And it's just that they thought it would be good to have my poetry there. And so what we're doing is we're doing these poetry films that almost amount to like poetry music videos, which every month there'll be one that's pushed out onto various platforms. And they're very high-end productions sort of, and about various gay experiences, from social networking to falling in love to just kissing on the beach type thing. Mm. It's a lot of various things.
And in the production of these videos, is it you reading the poem to camera or you know, how is the poem
so
realised, if you like?
I'm in every single one as sort of an actor, essentially. Mm. And my voiceover is the poem as well.
Yeah.
And then, but one of the ones that we're going to be doing is about social networks and Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And for that one, I think we're going to have this overlay where there's not only these guys in the video, there's also this text that appears on top. But I don't really know what's going to happen with that one yet.
Well, that's interesting. Because I suppose a lot of novelists or playwrights would have the experience mm-hmm. of a film being made of their work.
Exactly.
And perhaps going to see it and going, God, that doesn't look anything like the picture that was in my head when I was writing it. Might you have a similar experience then?
I think it's interesting because the director of all these videos is a friend of mine, Ashley Joyner. And part of it is that I'm involved completely in the process of making those films as well.
Right.
So we sit down and we talk about how we're actually going to do that each time. And so it's very organic and very sort of multi-talented across various people. So it's very interesting and fun, actually. I mean, my thing is that poetry should sort of unsettle people and electrify them at the same time.
Mm.
And so if you can get poetry in different areas and different mediums, then all the better.
And the poetry that will be featured, are you going to be writing it as you go along, or will this
yes.
will be right? So do you have, as you say, it's not just about Grindr specifically, no. but are you going to be looking at Grindr and perhaps it's things you see there might act as jumping off points for some of your work?
To some extent, yeah. But I mean, I've got to remember that Grindr's not only a dating app, it's sort of considered to be a social networking dating app.
Mm.
And so there's lots of chats and things that go on that isn't just about the inevitable. And to me, I think, why shouldn't you be interested in that? And why shouldn't you be talking about those experiences? Because to me, that kind of poetry is all about just experiences.
Yeah.
And I think it's hugely important to me. Anyway.
How long are you going to be doing this for?
We've commissioned the first three videos, and then from then it should be a year, but we're sort of just doing it step by step.
Right, okay.
So the first 3 months it's
right.
sort of committed, yeah.
Okay, so with Grindr, is it like we're hiring you for a year and you have to knock out so many poems in that period of time, or what's the kind of arrangement you have?
No, so at the moment it's for the first 3 months it's a poem every month, and
right,
then
okay.
after that it's again another poem every month, but we're just taking it as it comes after that, because obviously it's a new thing for them as well as it's a new thing for me.
Yeah.
So they wanted to see how it goes as well.
And for people, listeners now who are on Grindr, mm-hmm. where would they find, you know, does the, if you like, the poem come to them, or can you find the, where would you have to go to find the poem?
So this is something which is launching next month. It's their platform. It's a new platform. As far as I know, the poems are going out on their social media as videos. And then we'll also be on this online platform, which is coming out next month. I'm not entirely sure whether or not it gets pushed to the app or not, but I'm sure I can find that out.
Yeah. Well, if you've been hired by Grindr to do this, one imagines that it'd be kind of a waste if you couldn't find it on Grindr. Max, thank you very much. Best of luck with that. It's a very interesting idea. And thanks very much for talking to us today. That's Max Wallace there, a writer and poet. Thanks for listening. I hope you were enthralled, horrified, or tickled pink. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2:00.